response goes beyond awareness because it is an active doing something. Since we are aware, it's one thing to be aware and, well, just to be aware. It's something else to being aware of a person's presence, to react to it. We touch here on the hidden recesses of the human spirit as we approach this matter of responding to the awareness of God's presence. And as in all the deep things of life, we cannot do more than say a few words about what is essentially an experience. This is one of the difficulties in talking about these deep things of the spirit. You wonder whether in talking you're saying anything, because as you know, saying something is not pronouncing words, but communicating ideas. And I'm never sure whether what I am saying in speaking about these things answers to that which all of us have experienced, because without the experience, these are just hollow words. In one sense, the awareness is already a response, because frankly, though somebody may be present, if I don't want to be aware of him or her, I am not aware. Agreed? So that already being aware is somehow responding to the presence. But there is more that we wish to say. More properly, when I respond to God's presence of which I am aware, something in me, or perhaps something of me, reacts to the realization. Something happens to me. And as we'll see when we close this conference, I make it happen. This may be as subtle as the faint rise of my emotions, as they generally do rise, don't they, the moment I become aware of certain people. And the more important they are in my life, and the more aware of I am of their presence, inevitably, my emotions do rise. Or it may be as strong as the opening of my whole conscious being, saying, or speaking, or talking to, or conversing with, and you add the synonyms, or simply going as it were out of myself towards the one of whose presence I am aware. And that going out to is not make-believe. It is a motion of heart and mind. And depending on the grace of God, on the depth of spiritual experience, even of the body, which is not locomotion through space, but the outreach of a created spirit in responding to the presence of its creator. We might at this point insert a brief word about a practice that we also exercise, namely praying as we say to the saints. This is only by way of a long parenthesis. The Blessed Virgin, Saint Joseph, our patrons, or the angels. Even in these cases, it is essentially God's presence that evokes our response. It is the awareness of God's extraordinary presence in them. Since we implicitly recognize that in praying as we say to them, we are really praying through them, that is, through the angels and saints to God, so that it is prayer to God, which even here is the subject of our analysis. Finally, and in a way most practically, the response in prayer is voluntary. This does not mean that every time we pray, we have to make a conscious and deliberate act of the will. But it does mean that somewhere along the line, we freely and thus voluntarily choose to respond to the awareness of God's presence and underline that word for keeps. That we freely choose to respond to God's presence in preference, obviously, to other, often more immediately delightful objects of our attention. Consequently, we exercise freedom, if for no other reason than at least because we freely choose not to respond in the sense of not reacting to other kinds of awareness. And among the objects which most strongly compete for our voluntary response to God's presence, one guess, who do you suppose is God's greatest competitor for our attention? We. We are just beginning. We shall have much more to say about this. Let's at least remind ourselves of this, that we do not have to make any particular effort. That is the most safe statement I can utter. We have to make no particular effort to be aware of our own presence. I once counted, just to be able to quote the figure, the number of words, not in the unabridged, but just the sizable desk Webster's dictionary, the number of words which begin with self, them hyphen, and then, well, self-opinionated, selfish, self-seeking, self-this, self-that. Guess. 90. No effort there. No exercise of voluntariety there. Sheer human instinct. Indeed. Not only do we not have to make an effort during the day when we are awake, who do you suppose is the principal object of our dreams? Hence the transcendent importance of stressing this fourth quality in our summary definition of prayer. It is a voluntary response. We choose to pay attention to God. And the reason this needs stress is because there are so many pleasing objects that we don't have to make any particular effort to be aware of. This one does take effort. Thus, I can, for example, freely choose to put down, depending on the city in which I am speaking, the Los Angeles Times or the Chicago Tribune, and walk into chapel. And from sitting in my room, I can choose to kneel before the Blessed Sacrament. So I voluntarily respond to the awareness of God's presence in preference to, say, responding to the awareness of Ann Landers, which I very seldom read, in her column for The Lovelorn. Or the sports page, or the comic page. Do you see the depth of implication behind that word voluntary? This voluntariness bears emphasis because it is here that we identify the difference between people who pray and those who do not. Those who pray choose, and God Himself, though He is omnipresent, will not constrain the human person to be aware of His presence. Man must freely choose. So those then who pray choose to become aware of the presence of God. And the choice in that direction always means, let's admit it, the choice of giving up other, more naturally pleasant kinds of awareness that naturally fill our daily lives. Let us ask our Savior, who taught the apostles, to teach us how to pray, and to begin to teach us how to pray by making us realize what is prayer. That it is something which we do, and that we do with the noblest faculty we have, with our freedom, choosing to pay attention to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.